Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Molly Arbogast has worked in the business department of the Philadelphia Eagles. She has also worked in the business department of a number of marketing areas, including POV Sports Marketing, where she is right now as the president and CEO. And she joins us here on the show. Molly, good morning.
Good morning, DA. Nothing like a little bit of sponsorship conversation to put all your listeners to sleep at 7:24 in Philadelphia. And
well, let's try to spice this sponsorship conversation up.
Your topics are far more interesting in general, but for the marketers who listen in, I think they'll be intrigued, but happy to share a little bit of perspective on what brands are thinking about right now.
Well, I do think it's interesting from a viewer perspective here, and this is not boring. It's that we are getting ready to watch sports return. We have seen some sports return like NASCAR and like German soccer. And so I think the viewing experience is so different without fans in the stands. And the business of not having fans in the stands extends to how these leagues are going to play out. How are leagues right now trying to save some sponsorship money if they don't have daily gate revenue with attendance?
Well, I think that's one of the biggest challenges that all the leagues are going to face. I know that in speaking with a lot of insiders at different leagues, you know, the start dates of the return, not necessarily the finishing up of the 1920 season, because I think we all understand that there is no, there are going to be no fans in the stands when the NHL, the NBA finish up their seasons and MLS and whatnot. They're not going to be able to play with fans. I think in the fall, the big question is one of the start dates. Because so many of these leagues, their business model relies on tickets. And, you know, the NBA, I believe it's something like 40% of the revenue comes from premium seating and general tickets, you know, general season ticket members and individual game tickets. So I think that that's going to be revenue that is going to be impossible to make up, quite frankly. We're not able to, you know, stop time and allow a vaccine to be developed so that we can all go back and sit in a building with 20,000 fans. I think that what you're going to end up seeing in the fall is a lot of, obviously, a test-and-learn approach. I think that NASCAR has led the way on this. I've never been so excited to watch NASCAR in my life because it was sports. And I think the fans across the country are starving to have that fan experience. They're just going to have to consume it a little differently. And I think that teams are going to have to get a little bit more creative with sponsorship engagement and what they're bringing to sponsors to connect those sponsors to the fans just in a different way. But I think we all need to keep in mind this is going to pass. It's just going to be a painful 18 to 24 months as we come out of this.
One interesting idea that I've heard floated is that with no fans of the stands, we might see huge advertisements on tarps covering the empty stands. Is that going to be something that we see when baseball comes back or some of these other sports with big stands that are empty?
I think that they almost have to. I think there's obviously not a desire to, quite frankly, junk up the broadcast with a lot of sports. I think the NFL is looking at options. The MLB is looking at options. Certainly have heard some options come out of the NBA. I think it's going to be a matter of making sure that the broadcast experience is still strong, whether you're streaming or watching on, you know, traditional sports media. And I think that there's a fine line there because the more advertising you put on screen, the more that you reduce the share of voice of those who've already bought the advertising as part of courtside signage or behind home plate or whatever it might be. And so I think that there's a tipping point of too much, and it'll be interesting to see how they come out. I've also heard about, you know, virtual fans being kind of placed in the stands. I think the broadcasters are smart. They're gonna look at their camera angles and shoot things tighter to keep the focus on the action. You know, the reason the broad camera angles have been out there is to show the in ballpark or in arena experience is awesome. You need to come experience a game in person. when you take away that variable, they'll be able to shoot it potentially tighter and just create a better made-for-television broadcast without incorporating the in-arena or in-stadium fan experience.
Molly Arbogast, CEO, President, POV Sports Marketing, on the business of the return of sports. You know, you mentioned the lack of the luxury suite holder revenue that these leagues usually rely on. Is there also a concern that the people that can afford that much money and it's wrapped up in corporate money to go to games just aren't going to be inclined to want to go to games because there could be a danger involved? And so that there's going to be a real slow burn in trying to get that type of money back, maybe even years in the future?
Well, I think with premium seating, you're normally looking at multi-year contracts. I think this is a very difficult year to discuss renewals. I would not want to be in a premium department in any of the leagues at this time talking about a suite renewal, because suites and club seats tend to be long-term contracts. I think that you have to remember the driver behind this is fandom. And fandom has not changed. And I think as long as venues put in a lot of different health precautionary measures, and they're all going to be working with both league leadership on health department guidelines, CDC guidelines, ensuring that there's going to be a safe environment, I actually think the premium, the suite experience, is going to be, if I was a corporation owning a suite, one of the better, safer experiences, because I'm able to limit the number of people in my suite. Am I going to maybe pack 20 people in an NFL suite? I might say, let's not give out that many tickets until game four. Let's kind of check and see. We want to make sure people feel safe coming into the environment. But I think that, you know, America's opening up right now. We're obviously very cautious to make sure that we don't do it too quickly. But I think we also have to be prepared in the fall for potentially a snap that we all of a sudden see cases rising in certain markets. And those venues are going to be reacting from a safety standpoint. And if venues and leagues don't think it's safe, they're going to close the building to fans. There's just no question, and that'll include premium seat holders.
Have you heard or been privy to any conversations about what the requirements will be for fans to be in the building if and when that happens? In other words, is there going to be temperature checks when you go in? Will you have to have immunity? Will you have to be able to prove immunity? Will you have to have only, you know, one every 6 feet, or checkerboard attendance in seats or something like that?
I think, yes, I have heard from different league insiders that you have a lot of different scenarios being played out. I think one of the challenges is envisioning 30,000 fans in an NFL stadium and having them sit every other row and then not having fans get up and move to the 50.
Yeah.
I think then it becomes a guest services issue, because you know, spacing people out based on how many tickets they own and whatnot, that's a real challenge. I think that if you're going to, you know, obviously temperature checks, I think, are going to be a must. I know that there's certain technologies being looked at the entry points to be able to not necessarily have to do it individually, but be able to do the crowd scanning the way they do at an airport. And I think that there are... you know, they're going to be more and more, we'll call them health innovations around venues in the next several months, to be able to almost apply, you know, airplane sanitizing equipment to seating between games. And I think we're going to see a lot of innovation. Teams are already adding or interviewing to add, you know, their director of fan health, you know, so that they have a fan experience where they're able to help make sure that the environment is safe. They're all going to be working with health departments locally, because this isn't, you know, a blanket approach. Every market's a little bit different, but I think you're going to see a lot of PPE. I think there's already been big conference calls with multiple leagues about going cashless in venues, so you're not passing a lot of cash around. Philadelphia, as an example, is an interesting market in that it's against the law in Philadelphia to have a cashless venue because of people that are underbanked, you know, but there's obviously reverse ATMs they're looking at to be able to have people feed cash into an ATM, get a card back. So there are all these different options being discussed. And I think that the 2020 fall season for all sports is going to look very different. And I don't think we're back to normal, air quotes, until 2022.
2022. So you think that next calendar year, 2021, is going to be still an in-between experience, even if we do have a vaccine, where it's not going to be quite back to normal, but maybe 2022 is when things feel back to normal?
I think so. I mean, I don't want to be doom and gloom, but I think that the key in the business world is a lot of sports world right now is a lot of contingency planning. And I think we have to plan for that type of a scenario. You know, my agency, we buy partnerships for brands, and our job is to look at both sides of the coin to say, you know, are we going to have fans and stands? And is the vaccine going to be, it's not about just, developing the vaccine. It's about making sure that it's widely available. That takes time. And while we would, I think, all love to snap our fingers and say we're going to have a vaccine in February, that just means we have it. Now we have to give it to 350 million people in the country, and that will take time. And so I think leagues don't want to be the source of an outbreak, and leagues want to make sure they're protecting their fans. And with radio broadcast, television, digital and social where it is, and the ability to engage with fans, they want to make sure that they connect fans to that tremendous experience that they love and can do it in a safe way. But I think we have to be realistic that next summer, going into the fall, could be, you know, not exactly like it is today, where many states are still in lockdown, but it's going to be different. And then we'll be back to normal after the vaccine's widely available to everybody.
So one final question about quote-unquote normalcy. When I'm watching The Last Dance and the Michael Jordan documentary from the 90s or any classic basketball game, football game, baseball game, and I see crowds piled on one another and we're all close shoulder to shoulder and people are screaming in each other's face, right now it's jarring to see. And I wonder, is there a concern within sports leagues and sports franchises that even with a vaccine, there's going to be part of the public that never feels comfortable going back to a stadium, back to a crowd like that, and that sports has to change permanently in that way? Is there that discussion?
I don't believe so. I think that, you know, there's nothing like an in-venue experience. And, you know, in the case of, you know, Philadelphia, I was with the Philadelphia Eagles for 10 years out of my career. And there is nothing like going to a Philadelphia Eagles game. But you also have to look at the fact that millions of people were at home watching on broadcast, and that was the way they wanted to enjoy their favorite team. You can't get a ticket in Philadelphia during an Eagles season. It's very difficult. Season tickets are sold out. And I don't think you're going to get away from that experience. Fans need to be together. It's part of human nature to want to be able to high-five a total stranger after an amazing play. That will come back. I just think it will be slow to come back. I think you're going to see the avid fans going to games if venues are open in the fall to partial, even if it's like limited capacity. I think you're going to see them coming back absolutely. You know, here we are. We're sitting here on May 21st or 22nd, rather, and, you know, if I had said to you 3 months ago, you know, given you a crystal ball and said this is what's going to happen in America, you would have said I was nuts. I think in 3 months we're going to know a lot more, and venues are going to be able to create safe experiences. They're just going to look a little different. There may be, again, a lot of PPE. Fans will come back. Fandom does not change, and fans will be back in the stands when the leagues allow them to come back. I really, truly believe that.
Molly Arbogast has worked in the front office with the business development and other business opportunities with the Philadelphia Eagles, with the WNBA. She's currently president and CEO of POV Sports Marketing. Molly, you undersold yourself before we began this interview. You thought it was going to be boring. This was fantastic. This really was fantastic. I'm going to guess that most of our listeners said that's one of the best interviews we've had all week. This was awesome. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
You too. Molly Arbogast joining us here on the show. That was wildly informative and one of the rare people that actually have a connection to the inside conversation, the business insiders, the franchise insiders, the league higher-ups, the television higher-ups. Hey, this is how it's going to work, and that's really fascinating. That kind of felt like getting the secrets from behind the vault. That was phenomenal.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.